Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to the great feast of Pentecost. As we read these readings today, read them again tomorrow, and then read them again at Mass on Sunday, celebrate this great feast. Ask God to have the Word of God come alive in your life, alive in your heart. That's what He wants. His Word is a living Word, and it has power to shape us and to change us, to give us courage, to give us wisdom, to give us hope and faith and love. God's Word has power, but we need to receive it, not just skim it, not just read through the words and say, okay, yeah, I can read this. That's not what we're talking about. It's a Word that needs to penetrate us to the point that it changes the way we think. God wants to do that for you. Let's take a look at the first reading for this great feast from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We're Parthians and Medes and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." Look at the miracle God is working there. And you say, well, yeah, he did that for the early church. Yes, he did do that for the early church. But look who were speaking. Those who had denied, those who had hidden, those who had run. But the Holy Spirit came upon them and suddenly they were bold. Suddenly they were able to speak in ways that they had never been able to speak before. And the people are astounded because they're hearing it in their own language. These men hadn't studied all these languages. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, a proclamation of the gospel for the first time. Jesus wants every tribe, tongue, people, and nation to know that. And he has given us of his Spirit who dwells within you. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come in my life. I invite you anew. I invite you afresh. Though you dwell in me, apart from mortal sin, you dwell in me. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Psalm 104, Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works. The earth is full of your creatures. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. I want to do God's will. I want to follow him. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. When you find it rising in your own heart, open your heart to receive. Ask God to give you the grace to commit yourself to him afresh and anew. The second reading is from Paul to the Corinthians, the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 3 to 7, and then 12 to 13. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We cannot know who Jesus is except by the work of the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. It's to benefit us. It's to help us be more and more true Christians, true Catholics, willing to follow him wherever he goes. And he will gift us to be able to do that. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. God wants by his Spirit to bring us into unity, to bring us close to one another, to make us desire to follow him, to follow after him. That's what God wants to do with us. He wants to unite us, to support one another, to encourage one another, to lift one another up, to challenge one another in the best sense, to follow him more closely. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Enkindle in them the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Think of that, brothers and sisters. Think of that. God hears that prayer. God hears you right now. God hears your prayer. If you cry out to him and ask him to come, ask him to be in your life, he will come because he is a God who loves you. There are several readings that can be used for the gospel. I want to actually use two of them, though you will only hear one at Mass. I want to give you two of them. John chapter 15, verses 2 to 27, and then into chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. Listen to this. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes," the Advocate is your defense attorney, "when the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning." Now he's speaking to his disciples, but this is for us. "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from me what is mine and declare it to you." God will share with us through his Holy Spirit the truth. "Everything that the Father has is mine. And for this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." God will open the scriptures to you and teach you the truth if you're willing to seek after him, if you're willing to repent, if you're willing to open your heart. He has much more to give you, much more to give you, because he loves you. He loves you. And he gives you of his own Spirit because he loves you. And then we read from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. "On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. They rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, 'Peace be with you.'" Because they must have been startled. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them. And he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. We have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the forgiveness of sins might be ministered to us through the consecrated life of a priest. How often do you frequent that sacrament? Yes, we're embarrassed. Yes, we're afraid. Yes, we're angry. But oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, if we go and just honestly confess our sin, we'll be set free. And then the Holy Spirit can dwell in us with great power. God sees us as his sons and daughters. He sees us as his children, his adult children, but he sees us as his children. And he wants to give us absolutely everything, so much that he gave us his own son and then gave us of his spirit. He didn't give us just a stingy little piece. He gave us the whole of his son and the whole of his spirit so that we might be united. We might be intimately one with God himself. That's what he did for us. It's so huge that we can't quite take it in. Why would God do this for me, weak, sinful that I am? Because he loves you. And when we love, we want to share ourselves with others. When we love, we want to share those we love. If we're a genuine lover, we want to share, we want to open the horizons for another to know how loved they are by God and by that person. Brothers and sisters, I'm serious. If we believed these words of Scripture, it would honestly revolutionize the world. It can start in your own heart. It can start with you in days of prayer, or at least a half hour of prayer a day. But someday, set aside a day and pray through the day. Give yourself to God. Put him first. Let him be first on your agenda, your appointment book for the day. Father Michael Scanlon used to say that he had an appointment book, and the first appointment of every day was with God, for as long as God needed him and wanted him. Appointment with God, he called it. That was his daily first appointment. Is it yours? Is it mine? God could change our lives and will change our lives when we put him first. And I urge you, don't let this feast go. Ask for every grace you need. Ask for everything you need to follow him, to love him, to serve him, and to bring, as I always say, so many other people with you that they too might know him and love him. May it be a blessed, blessed Pentecost. To order my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, call 1-800-282-4789 or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, where you can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.